Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters, uninformed people in this world, then change the channel because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yeah. People peeing in the streets.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision, have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website, but do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged. Truly be part of the solution. It's the only way we win. We win when you guys figure it out. You engage, you get involved, and you make a difference. Seriously. Otherwise, I mean, we lose. You see it happening everywhere. What are we truly waiting for? I'm sorry. I'm seeing it more and more and more in California. You know, Newsom, I'm already starting, right? Governor Newsom started off by making sure the parents have as little rights as possible, even though we understand it's a representative government, your local representative government. We've got people in your little towns, little cities all across the state, who want the government that they want. The state of California, the lunatics in Sacramento now have decided they know better. They know what you need. They know what your kids. And apparently, I don't know, inner city kids' wants and needs are exactly the same as rural city kids' wants and needs. And the state will make sure that you know that because they're going to pass laws. They're going to do things that they perceive to be the right thing to do. And I'm getting to the point, even though I live here, of saying what I always say, even about Chicago and New York. You Californians, instead of complaining, you Democrats that voted those lunatics in Sacramento in, and now you're complaining about what they're doing to your kids? Do you have brain damage? You've been doing this for years. All of a sudden, it's an issue? And then you get mad at guys like me when I bring it to your attention as to what they're doing. And some of the Dems that I know are defending all of this. And it has nothing to do with, because you can tell, that they really believe what they're saying. No. They're so prideful that they don't want to admit that they were wrong. They don't want to admit that we were right all along. Joey B is not fit for this. Every one of those others that are close to him, whether it be Kamala Harris, Newsom, he perceives himself to be God's gift to the universe. I'm telling you, if you guys vote him in, it'll show me what real interesting people, I'm going to be keep it clean, that you are. He is the epitome of narcissism. And he will run around this country telling people how great California is, how free it is. It's the freest state. It is not. Now, if it's Sadie Hawkins backwards day, then yes, it's the freest state of the country. If you're really going to work on work by truth, then it is far from the freest state in the country. Not on your life. 855-REAL-JOE. Ow. 855-732-5563. 5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. Head up to the website, joemessina.com, joemessina.com, where you can watch live, listen live, take the poll. You can do a whole bunch of stuff. We've got, I knew Kristi Noem, Governor Kristi Noem, is now opening at the GOP event in South Dakota for President Trump. And man, what a little spitfire she is. What a little powerhouse she is. Seriously. And she had it from day one. She didn't close the place down. She was all over it. She didn't trust the federal government. I don't blame her. The majority of other weenies went along with the federal government. Yes, even under Trump. And the guy to hold emergency power the longest was, Governor Newsom. Because he thought he had it going on, too. It just, again, it never stops with these people. All right, Nancy Pelosi today announced, I do a drum roll, but this doesn't even deserve that. She's 83. She will win without leaving because of the ignorance of the people of California. She will win without leaving her house. Really, seriously. She's going to run for a seat in Congress again in 2024. Right? She wants a 20th term. Now, former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi made the announcement about her candidacy to the 11th Congressional District in a post on Twitter. What happened to the good old days? We used to send the newspaper and put it up on the in the news itself. Now more than ever, our city, isn't she running for the state? Now more than ever, our city needs us to advance San Francisco values and further our recovery. Our country needs America to show the world that our flag is still there with liberty and justice for all. That is why I'm running for re-election and respectfully ask for your vote. Advance San Francisco values? Pooping in the streets? Peeing in the streets? Living in tents in the streets? Having places you can shoot up illegal drugs in the streets? People really physically dying in the streets? These are San Francisco values that we want? Yeah, I don't think so. And if you want them, why don't you move to another planet? Joe Messina, your host, will see what Sonya has to say when we return to the Joe Messina Show.
Funny, because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
That is my favorite intro. You guys love that. That would be Joe's counseling service, really. Come on in. I'll fix you in one session. Joe Mazzini, your host. You remember the show? Let me bring her on. Sonya Schmidt joins me. She does every week. Remember the show? I can name that tune in one note, right?
That was way before my time. You're just a lot older than I am.
Really? I'd be like, give me 20 minute session and tell you what's wrong with you. I'd be like that, right? Wow. Think of all the money you save.
Wow, that's true.
See?
That's true.
Yeah.
So we've got to send all of our kids there. These days.
Yep.
Oh. Instead of school.
Yeah, I know. You know, we live in California, both of us.
Yes, we do.
And, yeah, send your sympathy cards to me. I'll take them. And today, or I think it was yesterday, the California legislator has basically passed a bill and said, you know, your kids know better what their medical needs are than you do. And so what they've done is they passed a law that your child at 12 and up can get the medical treatment that they desire or believe themselves to need. That includes transgender surgeries.
And is that all of California? Because I I want to say, I thought it didn't pass in Orange County. I thought there were some places that bill didn't pass.
Oh, those are the school board ones, where the school boards are passing certain things and what have you. And he's now going after the school boards. He's pushing the legislature to go ahead and pass laws that would take more and more and more and more power away from the school boards, to include, we can't decide, or he's trying to make it so we can't decide, what books are on campus or which ones aren't.
Right. How much money must be involved for them to make laws like that, for them to okay it?
Oh.
I can't believe
mega
it's
million
just...
bucks. Yeah.
Yeah. I can't believe it's just falling on morality, like lack of. It has to be money.
Well, I'm going to go down the spiritual road, too, and say it's all evil.
Yeah.
We've allowed it in over the years. We've let it work its way in. I don't know if you heard the first segment, but they're great at long game. They're great at working this over
That's
decades.
Exactly.
And we want it all to happen in 10 months.
Yep. It's a long march through the institutions. I like the way in the first segment, though, you kept saying they vote and they do. I'm like, dude, you're in California.
Yeah.
So, yeah, but we can't take responsibility for that. We just have to suffer under the consequences.
Well, I just had somebody send me a text and say, you know, we need to vote Newsom out. And I said, in our area, you can't even vote conservative school board members in.
Yes.
How are you going to take out a governor?
Yeah, that's like a lot easier said than done. We have nobody on our side in California. You can vote all day long. And then some people get so dispirited. That was news to me that Nancy Pelosi is actually running again. You would think that that would be ridiculous, pointing out many of the problems that California has.
Free sauce for everybody who shows me they voted for me. That's right. Just text me.
It's just the thing is we don't show up. The crack.
Oh, yeah, we do. We show up on Facebook and Twitter and...
Yes, we complain all day long. But if we went out in numbers, that woman, I use that term very loosely, she would not win. But we get so dispirited that we don't even show up because we go, what the use? We're in California.
She won't have to spend a nickel in advertising.
A dime. Not at all.
Right?
Nope. Yeah. Name recognition alone.
Yeah. Yeah, neither did Newsom. All right, Miss Entertainment Lady.
Uh-oh. Here
yeah, just like that. On this day in history, a very important series started on TV.
Very
any
important?
Any clue? Very, very groundbreaking today in history.
Today what year?
Oh, I knew you were going to do that to me. 1966.
Star Trek.
That was too easy. I got to find something harder.
Was I
yes,
right?
It was.
Hot dog.
Yeah.
Dang, I got that off of groundbreaking?
I mean, yeah. What was that all about? How did you pull that one off?
I'm
seriously.
Just real smart like that.
Yeah. Okay, here we go. All right, anyway.
No, groundbreaking. That's a good clue. That was a good clue.
Yeah, well, if you think about it, right, with first interracial kiss, and the network was not really... happy that they were going to do that or even wanted them to do it. And what was it, 2 years? 2 or 3 years. In those days, I mean, this year, what is it? They shoot for 13 weeks, right? That's like the
series. In those days. Uh-huh.
In those days, they shooted? Oh, my God.
They shooted
and for like 30-some-odd weeks. Uh-huh. I mean, most of the year for a one-hour weekly show. But, they have spun off now 11 different TV series. 11 offshoots.
That's amazing.
And 13
films. How
many
movies? Yep. Yep. And they hold up. Listen, my daughter's a Trekkie. She approves of them, so I have to know that they do hold up. But you know what? You know, I know that it was the first, I don't think that was the first interracial
kiss.
I mean, wasn't that? No. I mean, what was Lucy and Desi?
Well, okay, excuse me. Let me rephrase this for those who are a little soft here. the first black and white kiss, and I'm not talking about the film either. On TV. And
okay. Yeah. That's true. However, yes.
Ricky was a loved brown man. You know what I'm saying? So.
Yes, he was. And that was her husband.
Yeah.
Captain Kirk,
who had to still sleep in twin beds.
That was the law. I'm not going to remember the law at the time.
You mean it was a law? Yeah. An actual law?
Uh-huh. Here's the thing that we should learn something about, is that the values of people were so strong and they were so vocal, and I'm going to forget the name of this law, that, yes, they passed a law that two people, and they had to have one foot on the ground. So they were not able to. Yes.
Oh, that one I remember. That one I remember. They had to have a foot on the ground. Yep.
But the twin beds was a thing in Hollywood. But that was because of the vocal insistence of people of values. Do I think that's ridiculous? Yes. But it shows you the value of being able to speak out and having a voice. Like they were the Budweiser's boycotters of the time.
Yeah. Again, just to me. And they had, and you don't really figure it out while you're watching it because you're all caught up in it. But remember, you know, Roddenberry was like, you know, a utopian kind of guy. Figured, you know, we could have love and peace across the planet. And every one of those segments wasn't just like a cowboy, shoot 'em up, rescue the damsel in distress. They kind of had every one of them had a underlying tone that was dealing with an issue of the day.
Yeah, I think so, too. I was not a big Star Trek fan. I have to ask my daughter. She just left. But, yeah, I think I just remember those long speeches of Captain Kirk and the self-righteous, thing that he did. You know, and to his credit, I don't, you know, it may have been the first black and white kiss, but also Captain Kirk was hitting everything. It could have been green.
Well, yeah, you know, I was going to say that. Come to think of it, didn't he kiss the green girl before he... Maybe that was the intergalactic racial kiss, I guess would be better.
I don't know.
Anyhow, be back in a minute, people. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
It's obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. One Republican senator is making headlines for stating the COVID-19 vaccine could be more dangerous than the virus itself. Kentucky Senator and private physician Rand Paul, on the floor of the U.S. Senate this week, argued there are risks to heart health with repeated COVID-19 vaccine use.
If you have had COVID within 3 months and you take a vaccine, you have a profound risk.
Paul and other Republican lawmakers remain wary of any potential future mandates. Former Vice President Dick Cheney is out with an anti-Trump political ad this week. The video shows Cheney glaring at the camera.
In our nation's 246-year history, there has never been an individual who is a greater threat to our republic than Donald Trump.
Cheney goes on to say Trump knows he lost the 2020 election and has been lying about it. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
Yes, 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 my friend. We are back. And we're ready to fight.
855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Sonya Schmidt, my co-host for the night. Always appreciate her time with us. Hey, did you know James Carville's still alive? Was that? Listen, who's that guitarist for the Rolling Stones? What's his name? Keith Richards.
Keith Richards.
Yeah, I think Keith Richards and Carville helped God place the cornerstone for the earth, didn't he? I mean, these guys are old.
They were there and heard a big bang. And
hey, God, did you drop something again?
Did you drop something?
You need some help? Was that you?
Carville just looks old. Keith Richards did not take very good care of himself. He lived a life.
Yeah, but he's old, right? He's in his 80s.
I guess that's old.
His face looks like a prune almost.
Yeah, but he didn't take very good care of himself. I know my mother was 99 when she passed away. She didn't have a wrinkle on her face.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow. But Carville just always looked like he was. He looked like that at 40. So.
But yeah, okay. I'm going to say something to get in trouble for, but whatever.
Good.
No, listen. Come on. A lot of black women, older black women, have beautiful skin. As they get older, you know, the church I went to, pretty much that's all there were. There were, you know, black women. Gorgeous. Just even the older women in their big Easter bonnets and the whole nine yards, even those women just had beautiful skin.
Yeah. Well, that melanin hooks you up. They say black don't crack.
Oh.
But yeah, I always tell people, you know, when they date a black woman, she's always 15 to 20 years older than you think she is. So just go from there. Just go from there.
Oh, wow. But no, really, seriously, but I say the same thing about women who truly love Jesus. They always look a lot younger. They look happier. They've always got a smile on their face. A real smile, not the one that, like, they bit into an onion or something.
Yeah, a real
smile.
Or one that they got to go pay for at the surgeon's office. One of those kind of smiles.
Dude, the Botox, put the dead stuff in your, whatever. There we go. All right.
So why did you bring up Carville?
Well, he's popped up. You know, every once in a while he pops up. He slaps around his own party, and then he goes away again for 5 years. And he's been sounding the alarm about President Biden this week, telling CNN audiences that his poll numbers were troubling. And a clear expression of voters who don't think he should be president again, and we shouldn't be pushing this guy. And he said, you know, hello, wake up. Is anybody out there paying attention?
They all know it. They just don't know what to do about it. They have a real problem. They've got to find somebody who they can pull the puppet strings to, and they're not, and not going to notice it, not have an agenda, even though, like, I'm pretty sure Newsom is going to be their golden boy, but they've already pegged that. They've crawled, you know, themselves into their own hole by saying if he runs, he's racist because it should be Kamala's turn. Like, now, you know, it's just like it was Hillary's turn. I don't know why on the left it's somebody's turn.
Because they believe in equity and inclusion. Everybody gets to hit the ball and right. gets a trophy and That's gets to run.
No matter what, no matter how bad a job you do, you get your shot. That is just, but that's playing with the American people's lives. It's so awful. But so Kamala deserves it, no matter how, and she's proven to be like the worst. Anything, vice president, woman, laugher, possible.
She's ready to take the reins, though.
Ready to take the reins, just because she's a black female. And how dare he take that spot from her? And not that he would be much better. Trust me, we in California can tell you guys listening other places, he's not going to be better.
Oh,
no. In fact, at least Kamala would be funny to laugh at. You know, like Joe Biden has been at least amusing, but even in all the sadness and the turmoil that we're going through, at least every once in a while when he's trying to find his way off the stage, we get a good laugh.
Did Kamala, you see how quick the left ran to his aid when he walked away from that Vietnam vet, and he said, oh, he just was trying not to steal the limelight. I'm going, Joey B couldn't steal the limelight if he was the only guy on stage.
He ain't got no limelight. He reminds me of that kid you have that just can't get it together, and you're always making excuses for, oh, he's sleepy. He hasn't taken a nap. He's hungry. That's what they do with Joe Biden. He's like that kid that you can't take in public without having to make all kinds of excuses for.
Well, James Carville, for you younger folks, probably don't know who he is. I mean, he looks like death for sure, but he was a strategist that got Bill Clinton elected back in 92, right? And he's very worried. And he acknowledged the White House was, you know, well aware of the issues with Biden's age, but they're not doing anything with it. And then he talked about, this guy's no relation, the Democrat advisor Jim Messina. Because Jim was calling Democrats who are concerned about Biden's chances to win, he's calling them bedwetters. He says, historically, we are blanking bedwetters. We grew up in the 80s and 90s where Republicans won elections all the time. Democrats had their hearts deeply broken when Hillary Clinton lost. People didn't see it coming, so now this is what we're doing.
So he's saying that Biden has a shot?
Yeah.
Hmm. Well, he's he does, because they know. See, they know something that we don't know is the level of cheatery that they're about to pull off. So they either believe they're really going to pull it off again.
Yeah.
And yeah, I'll say it, cheatery.
Oh, they do believe it. They are fighting tooth and nail. First of all, they're not so sure they can get away with it like they did last time. This is why they're throwing everything they can at Trump, up to and including trying to keep him off of ballots in certain states.
Yeah,
right?
I have to assume that's true, because they wouldn't be throwing all this at Trump if they thought that they had this machine down as well oiled as they did the last time.
Yeah. So I got one for you too out of the entertainment world. A Danish movie star and filmmaker, they were stunned when a reporter asked about the, ready for this one, lack of diversity in their new film. The film is called The Promised Land. It takes place in Denmark in the 1750s. It was put out during a Venice Film Festival. And the reporter from Denmark asked, this is a cast in Danish productions that is entirely Nordic. There's a whole lack of diversity, wouldn't you say? I'm thinking, aren't they white folks? Wouldn't they all have been white folks back in the 1750s?
Yeah. This lack of diversity. This is the stupidest. That's why I love win, they eat their own. I love that they've not bound themselves up in so many knots that they can't even free themselves from it. That's hilarious. They have to have diversity in a Nordic film.
Yes. You know, Miss Sonia Schmidt, we'd like to know why your movie that takes place in Nigeria in 1711 doesn't have any white folks in it. Could you explain yourself, please? Because we ate them all. It's a story about cannibals. I'm sorry. The next question, please.
Honestly. Well, I know in our own country they're not going to win any awards, apparently, if they don't have a level of diversity. Now, I saw a movie last week that was so bad, and it was because they had authentic. It was a basketball movie with Woody Harrelson, who's a lot of times very enjoyable, and he was a coach of a team of special needs kids, and they literally hired special needs kids, not special needs actors. Special needs kids to act in the movie, and it was painful. Even the jokes that may have worked, you felt too guilty, you felt too bad to laugh at them because you're laughing at this whole group of severely damaged people. And I know it must have taken, you know, as a producer, I'm watching this thing going, this must have taken a year to shoot this one scene because these people aren't actors. It just wasn't funny. And that was when you know, you should have shot it like Cuckoo's Nest. You have real actors who play people who have those conditions and throw a couple real ones in just for, you know, to make it authentic a little bit. But this was bad. It was shameful, and it was hard to watch. I had to turn it off. I felt so guilty, and I felt bad for Woody Harrelson. I was like, who did he take off?
But your point is right on. It's kind of like truth doesn't matter. Historical truth doesn't matter. You got to have DEI in there, right? Diversity, equity, and inclusion in everything that you do, even though it might not have existed. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Entertainment clearly doesn't matter. It wasn't entertaining.
We'll be back in a couple of minutes. Got to go for a quick break. Joe Bastien, your host. What are we going to do in the Indian movie? A Native American movie? Yeah, the movies with the Redskins.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
Marimba River starts to play, dance with me, make me sway.
There we go. We are back. Can you hit the right buttons? Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you. It's the 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Truly be part of the solution. My co-host, Sonia Schmidt, joins us. See, I've been doing this forever. I still can't hit the right button sometimes. I think I hit him. And I hear nothing. And
maybe that's why I can't hear stuff. You're blaming it on me and my
headphones. Oh, no, it's your fault. It's your fault. Oh, it's your headset.
Okay,
it's your computer equipment. It's everything. It's your fault. Come on.
You know what?
I can't be blamed.
Yeah, well, we let men think that, it's our fault, honey.
So, hey, listen, can we go shopping tonight? I mean, after the show, maybe?
I hope so.
Because, you know.
I've been dying for you to say that.
You know, California passed that law, I don't know, 10 years ago, Proposition 47, where you had to steal over $950 worth of goods, right, to go to jail.
For it to be
Yeah. Now Democrats want to make it even easier for shoplifters because the new law that they're passing, Senate Bill 553, well, it will forbid and actually make it illegal for you to try to stop a shoplifter.
Wow.
Can you imagine walking into Walmart and going, hey, I'm gonna take me five or six of these toaster ovens and don't you touch me, because I got my camera right here. I'm going to take pictures.
So they can sue you.
No, you could be arrested.
Wait.
You can actually be arrested for stopping someone from committing a crime.
I'm so slow. This just, as my mother used to say, this just don't make no kind of sense. You know, I saw, and this happened in New York, not California, but in New York, there was a man, I don't know why, but he was beating this elderly black woman with a cane. He must have hit her over 50 times, they said. But somebody was holding down the camera on this thing, and in the comments section, you know, they asked, why didn't anybody try to stop him? And their response was what you just said. If they had stopped this perpetrator, they would have gotten arrested.
Or fired, or both.
You right. Know? So if I have a store in California, and yeah. Why would I? End yep. of sentence. End of question. Why would I?
Only trained security guards and or police would be allowed to do that. So if you or I tripped one of these people to stop them,
right.
We could get in trouble.
Oopsie. And a trained security guard isn't necessarily a gun-toting
no.
person. This is why I don't go to L.A. This
I
is
would
why
have so much fun, Your Honor. I don't know. I thought he was running the other way. I turned around.
I
had the bat in my hand, you know, and didn't know. I thought he was trying to grab it from me.
Why would you have a shop? And then I heard, maybe you said this one week, is they're going to fine shop owners for not renting out
yes.
shops.
They already do it in San Francisco. Now they're going to do it in L.A.
They're going to force you to have a business in a place where they're not going to. I'm so confused.
So let me see. We're not going to pass a law or an ordinance that will stop them from crapping in your walkway, from
right.
sleeping in your walkway. However, you
got
can't
it.
Remove them because you can't touch them. That's illegal. And yet, the guy who was renting the store has stopped renting the store from you because, well, patrons can't get in. So
right.
give us a tax.
People are moving out of California in droves. I belong to a Facebook group called Leaving California.
Yep.
And it flourishes, I'm just telling you. And you can't get a moving truck out of this place fast enough. You have to book well in advance to get a moving truck. People have had it. And
oh, yeah.
I've seen some of the places these people are moving in and to, and I'm like, I'm not really that impressed. That's how bad they want to get out. California. It's
well,
not
yeah.
worth it.
Yeah. And we throw fuel on the fire. Well, not we. The legislators throw fuel on an open flames when they jump on board with this stuff. This is how crazy they are. They don't think anything through. You know?
Do you think that that's why it is? I mean, I have to go back to your evil statement because it doesn't make sense. Their constituents can't want this. They can't think this is a good idea. I mean,
well, then why do they keep voting them in?
Again, I don't think enough people. I think the people who are diehards in California, and pay attention, people, because this is happening to a state near you.
Yeah.
I think that those people go out to vote. I think that those ideologues carry their behinds out to the polls, and they vote. They believe in them some Nancy Pelosi's.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you what, they latch on even more because we don't like her. They hate us more than they hate poop in the streets.
You know, so, they call AOC a team of squad, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so what would you call Maxine Waters, Nancy Pelosi, Sheila Jackson Lee, Chuck Schumer, and Joey B. What is it, the geriatric squad?
Yikes. What's that bad witch movie Disney did? That's what I recall there. I forget
oh
the
God.
Name of that movie. There, that's some scary. That's scary. So you can, if you looked at that, those people you just said, you can absolutely see why California is in the state that it's in.
I forgot Jerry Nadler.
The guy who crapped his pants right there at the podium and then waddled off the stage. I mean,
you just roll him like a bowling ball. This poor little man.
That's what I said.
You know what they look like to me? I was telling someone this years ago. I think when Obama was president. Remember the movie Men in Black, where there were aliens, right? But they tried to inhabit human bodies, but something always didn't work out right. There were always like something just wasn't. You know, that's what the Democrat Party reminds me of. Is they're demons that just aren't fitting into those human bodies just right. And I think Nadler is a perfect example of that. And they just seem so miserable, and you know,
Nadler, I'll never forget the day he walked into Congress and was arguing with somebody. Now, he had to walk past the Ten Commandments on the walls in Congress, and he said that God had no place in this chamber. And I'm thinking, do you even know what your Constitution says? Do you know what your founding fathers wrote and believed? You don't have a clue, do you?
They hate the founding fathers. They hate the Constitution. They have a different agenda. I don't know why they think that they'll be the survivors of their own agenda, because they won't be. You know, they're just that evil. Yes. That's the only thing I can come
up with.
It is
evil. There's no way that a normal functioning brain can think that way. I mean,
I tell you, consistently.
True. I mean, I sent you that link to that story where the woman said that the white women are the most dangerous group in America. This was a black woman on TikTok talking about how, you know, because white women, they think they're allies, they think they're helpers, they think they're this. You've been pounding on them for years about what they need to do to help you. Now they step up to help you.
Oh, that's funny.
Right? And let me see. She goes on to say, she points out the eagerness of some white people to find any justification to absolve others of accountability, arguing that whiteness is a cult. No, actually, the color or lack of their
right.
own. But,
So she's railing against white guilt, which is a valid point. It's not helping us. It's not helping you. Now, how they got there, that's questionable. Did we contribute to the saying, you got to help me, you're evil, you don't care about us, and then when they come out and care because they're virtue signaling, now we're going, well, that's not helpful. Who do you think you are? Great white female hope, you. So we can't be happy. We just.
No, they can't. So she goes on to say,
I'm a black woman. I have to lump myself into this group or I'll get hate mail.
She goes on to talk about how black people are perceived as one of the most violent groups, highlighting, you know, those videos that are being shown with the only black people, vandalizing and stealing stuff from stores.
That's
and
hard.
I'm thinking to myself, yeah, you know, I'm part of that conspiracy. We all get together and figure, okay, throw away all the white film and just use the black film when we're showing people. I mean,
you Photoshop that.
Yeah, right, there you
Photoshop.
Go. Even better. I don't even have to throw anything away.
That's so hard.
I can be eco-friendly. Go ahead.
That's so hard to watch. I have to tell you.
Yeah.
I know that the left has created this. I know that in every way possible, the fatherlessness homes, the lower economic state we're in, the lack of morality, the fact that these kids aren't learning anything in schools, the fact that they're teaching everybody that they're entitled, that's all a left's problem, but fault. But I will tell you, as a black person, especially to come from the generation that we came from, where being a credit to your race or showing how special you were was important. So when I look at these videos where there are majority of black people fighting in the streets and beating people up and stealing things, this is hard to watch. It's heartbreaking. It's like, where do we go?
When we come back in the next hour. The two things we're going to hit on is, it is no longer okay to give your baby the father's surname. That's a no-no. And there's a rise in transracialism. I got
What's
nothing
that?
On that one.
All right.
We'll be back.
You school me on that.
Joe is talking to be back.